The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
9:06. Let's open with a story almost guaranteed to make you go, huh? A teenager playing the knockout game. Okay, everybody knows what that is, right? It's the game that doesn't exist. It's a conservative fabrication. It's just not true that young men, predominantly young black men, are getting their jollies out of cold cocking people, knocking them out. Men and women victims, that's not really happening. It's just all made up. You know, that game that doesn't exist. It's a figment of my and others' imaginations. That game. A teenager playing knockout game punched a Florida man in the face after making certain he was not carrying a gun, the victim told police. According to a witness who saw the attack unfold, this is from the Daily Caller, by the way, but they reference a Florida Times Union story. According to a witness who saw the attack unfold, a teenager approached a man who was walking alone on Neptune Beach on July 31st, the Florida Times Union reported Friday. According to the victim, the teen, who was with three accomplices, asked him if he had a Glock. While Glock is a weapons manufacturer, the term Glock is also used generically to describe any type of handgun. I have a Glock with a capital G, meaning my handgun is a Glock. After the man said he didn't have a weapon, the teen punched him in the face. Instances of the knockout game, blah, 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 blah. Okay, if a young man that you don't know comes up to you and asks if you have a handgun on your person, who in their right mind is going to say no? Do you know, now that I've had time to think about this, and I'm not saying I would have been sharp enough to come up with this on the spur of the moment, if a young man comes up to me and asks if I have a Glock, now that I am prepared because of this episode, you know what I'm going to answer? What do you think I'm going to answer? I'm going to answer, there's one way to find out. That's what I'm going to answer. Now, I'm guessing this guy would never think to say that because, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Maybe he does carry, but he wasn't carrying at the moment. There's been a lot of debate as to whether the concealed carry is a way to deter people from this game. Now, one argument against it is, well, they blindside you and you don't really have a chance anyway. But if they take you down but not out, you having a gun is going to be a problem for them. You will note the state here, Florida, which obviously has been a hotbed of debate on concealed carry and other gun rights related issues. From that, we go to this, but we stay on the topic of guns and gun control. There's a story that for many of you may have slipped through the cracks on Friday. As you know, last week, former Reagan, what was he? Was he press secretary? James Brady passed away. Some 33 years after being shot in the head during an assassination attempt on his boss, President Ronald Reagan. He was White House press secretary, James Brady. He survived the gunshot wound for 33 years and then died last week. On Friday, District of Columbia police ruled his death a homicide. I saw this headline. I'm like, what? It didn't even click to me where they were going with this. The District of Columbia police are contending that the shot fired by John Hinckley Jr. 33 years ago was the direct cause of death of James Brady. However, almost nobody thinks Hinckley's going to be charged with murder in the death of Brady. Because one, it would be very, very hard to prove that that is the direct cause. And two, even if it is, Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity in the assassination attempt on Reagan. This is essentially the same incident. So given that that's there, even if he's sane now, it doesn't change the fact that a jury found him insane then. So if that's the case, you're not going to charge him. You can't. I don't see it happening. But I got to thinking about this. Whether or not you can charge him, can you make the case that he killed James Brady? Now, there's a couple of ways to look at this. One is, if you consider, suppose you're shot in 1981 and you completely recover. After a year or two, you show no ill effects from being shot. And then you die 33 years later. Nobody is going to say that being shot was the cause of death. James Brady never fully recovered, lived with the consequences of that gunshot wound to the head his entire life. And apparently what D.C. police are making the case that those lingering health issues due to being shot killed him. I don't think it's going to have any impact, as I said, on Hinckley, but it's an interesting argument for other possible future cases. If you leave someone seriously wounded and, for want of a better term, I just can't think of one right now, permanently damaged as a result of a shooting, and then you ultimately die, and you can make the case that health-related issues, related to the shooting, I should say, are what killed you, could you charge the person with the murder? I don't know that I have the answer to that. But I think it's a compelling question. My gut tells me it's going to depend. Now, there is some precedent for this. People who are left in a coma after an attack like that and ultimately die without ever regaining consciousness. Okay, that's one thing. Brady suffered a lot of effects, mostly in a wheelchair, severe short-term memory loss. He was left seriously debilitated by that shot. But he was also 77. I won't beat this to death, but I think it's very interesting. I don't think Hinckley's ever going to be charged, but if that stands as the cause of death, I think it could be interesting in other cases. Coming up in 5 minutes. This one is equal parts fascinating and frustrating. This is another one that may have slipped through the cracks. Why the global warming hoax could make buildings a lot more expensive. And the construction sector should be ashamed of itself if it goes along with this. We'll get to that in five. It's 9:15.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.